We began in the previous Shia Daf Yutesa Ben Aleph. We're now up to Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down from the top. Kol Mesaper Acher Mitotan Shal Talmidei Chachamim. Somebody who speaks pejorative words about someone who's already gone, who's died already. And perhaps he publicizes some of the averos of the person who died, is instead of considering it something that that perhaps he did tshuva for, you don't know. Instead, you start maligning him after his death. You don't want to assume he did tshuva. You're not being dam lekaf schus. And not only that, misos mechaperis on the averos, so you don't know where he's standing in the next world, and you take the chutzpah of saying such negative things and maligning him is no fil b'gehenim. Your punishment is that you're going to go to Gehenim. Shenemar, as it says in Tillim, Heitiva Hashem latovim laisharim b'libosam v'amatim akalkalosam yolichem Hashem espolei oven shalom al Yisrael, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv L'tovim u'lisharim, to those who are good, who are straight, benevolent, and kind. But matim akalkalosam, those who take good Jews and they sort of twist them and they incline them towards something other than the right tzidkus. In other words, they machria. And they decide that the meisim of good people are to be judged negatively, lekaf chova. And they do this after the death of the person. Is afilu b'shar shalom al Yisrael, when the end of the pasuk says shalom al Yisrael, even if the tzaddikim died, and now this shalom, no one could fight with them. Nevertheless, Yolichem Hashem is poly oven. God will extract and demand a punishment because He protects. God protects the righteous, the reputation of the righteous, the elbow of tzaddikim, and those who speak negatively about the tzaddikim will end up with the rishayim in Gehenna. Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, we learned in a brisa in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Yishmael, Imra Isa, Talmud Chacham Shavar Aver Balayla. You saw that he violated some sort of an Isa Balayla, Al Tahara Achrav Bayom. Don't think in the daytime that he's a Rasha, Shema Asa Tshuva, because perhaps he already did Tshuva. So the Gemara says, Shema Sal Kedaitach. Are you telling me that maybe it's a Suffolk? Did he do Tshuva? Did he not? It's a vade that he did tshuva. Ella, but rather, change the gears from the brisa of vade yosa tshuva. And therefore, al tahara achrav, don't suspect him, even though you thought he was guilty. Vahani mili, but this only applies that we shouldn't be mahari after Talmud Chachma. We saw him to do a vera if the chait was bedvarm shebegufo. Aval bimamon, bimamona, ad mahadre lemore. In other words, with regard to a Bein Adam L'Chaveru situation of Mamon, for example, if somebody was guilty of stealing, then it's not even enough that he did Shuva. So you're allowed to be Maharachav until you can continue to suspect him until he returns the Mamon that he took from someone else. Because Shuva alone is not going to be sufficient without Hashavas HaMamon. So if you're talking about an aver shebegufo, which has nothing to do with the loss of money of anybody else, then you have to assume that he did tshuva and don't be mahara achrav. But in the case of mamon, we have to wait until he returns the mamon. And the Chassam Sofer writes that he never saw a Talmud Chacham to steal. And if by chance somebody stole, then he's not a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, Maharim Ola Biyom Valayla, because such a person who's not a Talmud Chacham, you could be Maharal of whether he was guilty during the day or during the night. And perhaps even if he returns the money, he's still not considered a Talmud Chacham He doesn't have a chazak that he did tshuva. As the Gemara says, furthermore, with regard to a Talmidei Chacham, we have the statement of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, be esrim ve'arba makomos bezdim minadim al kovod harav. There are 24 different scenarios in which bezdin, for the sake of defending the glory, the honor of a rav, they will put someone into nidui. And the Rambam has dedicated an entire chapter of Hilchas Talmud Torah to these 24 categories. Kulam shaninu b'mishnasenu, and all these categories are mentioned in our Mishnah. Amalei Rabbi Lazar, Hecha, where are they mentioned in the Mishnah? Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Levi responded, Lechi tishkach, as if to say, go find them. Look and you shall find. Nafak, Rabbi Lazar went out. Duck, he was very careful to be meticulous. V'ashkach, tlos, and he found three places in which the Mishnah tells us that we put someone in nidui because he insulted the kavod of a rav. The Gemara later on is going to tell us what are these three cases and what are the other 21 cases that would make up the number 24. Now, what are the three that he found in the Mishnayos? One is Hamizalzel Benetilas Yadayim. He's not careful to wash his hands before he eats bread. He maligns Talmidei Chachamim after their death. And he's a balgaiva even in front of Hashem. He's not careful about the honor of God. He's mezalzel b'kvod shamayim. He's also amongst those who bezdin put into nidui on kavod harav, because here it's kavod hamakom, and kavod hamakom and kavod harav are one and the same. So when a person is put into nidui, because, for example, he's mesaper achem mitos shel tamir chachamim, or he's mezalzel in etilas yadayim, all this is clarified by the Mishnah in the Mishnayos in Edios. And the case of Megis Daito, Klape Mala, that's in the Mishnah in Masechta Tainis. The Gemara now brings the three Mishnayos that we've referred to. Number one, Hamasaprach Mitos and Shaltamir Chachamim Maihi, where is it in the Mishnah? The Snan. We have a Mishnah in the fifth Perek of Edios, amongst the statements of Rabbi Akiva Memalalel, Hu Haya Omer Ein Mashkin, we don't give the Sota the bitter waters to drink, lo ala gioris, not if she's a gioris, velo, and not if she's a shivcha knanis, hamishuchreres, that any of these girls who were married to a Jewish man, and he gave them kinui and stira, that we are not mashke them. V'chachomim omrim mashkin, O son, that we do make them drink from the bitter waters. V'yomrlo, and the chachom turned to Akavya, and they said to him, Maisa b'Karmel is a woman whose name was Karmis, and she was a Shivcha Meshuchreres b'Yerushalayim. She was a freed maidservant in Yerushalayim. She got married to a Jew, and after Kiri and Stir, they brought her to Beis HaMikdash v'Shkua, and the Kohanim gave her to drink from the bitter waters to check out and see if she was guilty as accused. Now, the Bezdin that did this, the Kohanim, I should say, that did this, were operating under the supervision and the guidance and the Psak Halach of Shmaya Vavtalian. So we see quite clearly that even in a case of a Gioris, there is Hashkas Meisota, Mayim Marorim, against Akavya. Omer Lehem, Akavya responded, since it was Shmaya Vavtalian, Dugma, Klomar Domimla, Shal Yugerim Kemosa, Vakenish Kiua, Ishkua. In other words, they wanted to give a certain Hashivas to Gerim, as if they were full-fledged, naturally born Jewish, and therefore they were Mashke, a Soto who was a Shivcha Meshuchreres, And they, of course, would have done the same thing for a Gioris, because that's the status of the Shifcha Meshuchreris. Now, as a result of this statement of Akavya, in which he's sort of insulting Shmaya Vavtalion by accusing them of having an agenda and distorting the halacha, Nidu, they put Akavya into Nidui. That's a zilzul, undermining the covet of Shmaya Vavtalion, and it was even after they were gone already. Umeis b'niduyav. And Akavya actually died while he was still in the state of Nidui. V'solku bezdenes arono. Now the halacha of someone who dies when he's in Nidui is that Bezdin is sokel. They actually stone his aron where he's buried. And we'll learn about this a little bit later. Hamezalzel benetils yadayim mayhi. Where's the Mishnah that is the source for this? The Snan. We learned in the Mishnah regarding Akavya ben Mahalalel. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, chas v'sholem. You cannot say, as the Tanakhama says, that Akavya ben Mahalalel Nisnadi was put into Nidui. She'ein azara nin eles al kol odom b'Yisrael. That in all of the Azara, when it's locked, at the time of the Shechitas HaKorban Pesach, there's no one to be found, al kol odom b'Yisrael. Onam gadol b'chochma u'betara b'yiras chet k'akavya b'malal. In all the Azara, which was flooded with Kohanim for the purpose of Shechitas HaPesach, we could not find a great giant in wisdom and in purity, in the fear of God, like Akavya ben Mahalalel. Elas mi nidu, who was the one they put into Nidui in Yerushalayim because he was also become the Chachamim and he died ben Nidui? Es Elazar ben Chanoch. Now, who is this Elazar ben Chanoch? What sin was he guilty of? Shepikpek, meaning he was mezalzel benetilas yadayim. And the Chachamim had established Netilas Yadayim, and now, by being careless and being somewhat cynical about Netilas Yadayim, about this Takana, he was mezalzel in the cover of the Chachamim. Ukshameis, and when this Elazar ben Chanoch died, Shalchu Bezdin v'nichu Evan Gedol al Arona, they put a big stone on his burial plot, this is a kind of a skila. Now it's very interesting that the Gemara shifts from Akavya ben Mahalalel to someone else, in this case Elazar ben Chanoch, and we would ask the question, if Akavya was Chayav Nidui, because of this comment about Shmaya Vavtalion, so even if he's a Tzadik Gomer, he should be put into Nidui. And the Tosfos Yontif answers that what Rabbi Yehuda here was saying when he said Chas V'Shalom, etc., was that since there's no one in this generation in Chochma as great as he is, or in Yiras Chet as great as Akavya, Bezdin is not on that level that they could put him into Nidui. It's a Bezdin Kata Mimenu. You can't have a lower Bezdin putting a Gadol who's greater than them into Nidui. Azoi state, that's the opinion of Tosfos Yontif. The Tiferes Yisrael says that Akavya ben Mahalalel did not intend to be Mezalzel in the covet of Shmaya Vavtalion. His Kavanah was to say that they weren't mashka this girl, this sota, with mei sota mamish, elo with mayim adomim lemei sota. Now the Chachamim saw what he said and they got angry. Well, they heard what he said, I guess you could say. They thought that his kavana was to be mezalzel bekvodom of Shmaya Vavtalion, to say that the reason why they were mashke this sota, even though she was a giores, is because they themselves were gerim, and therefore they put him into Nidui. But Rabbi Yehuda understood that his kavana, Akavya ben Mahalalel, was to say, as the Aruch explains in his words, that the reason Shmai Vavtali were not mashke, I'm sorry, were mashke this giores, is not because he was mashke meisot mamish, but rather mayim shedomim lemeisot. This is all based on the Aruch, and this interpretation, the Aruch, is quoted here in Tosfos, and that's called dugma. Now let's just go back a little bit for a moment in history. Shmai Vavtalion were of the descendants of Sancheirev, as the Gemara tells us in Gittin Nun Zion, and they themselves, according to at least one opinion, were Gerim. And the Tosfos Yontif, quoting the Maharal, says that it's impossible to say such a thing because Shmaya was a Nasi, Avtali was a Bezdin, and if they were Gerim, they wouldn't be kosher for these Minuyim, but rather they were B'nai Gerim. Their mothers were Jewish. And now let's see. Hapirish B'dugma Shahayu Gerim Kamosa. Right, it says here, Omar Lehem, Akavia said to them that Shmai Vavtalion Dugma Shalah, meaning that they also are Gerim, like her, like this Gioris. Tosfos quotes the Aruch, who says that Dugma is what we call Meitzeva. In other words, it's basically colored water. And they didn't give her to drink, this Gioris, Mayim Orim Be'emes. For example, they didn't take the parasha of Sol to write it on a cloth and cause it, by putting it into water, to disintegrate, but rather they gave her Meitzeva. Says the Ravid, the Zilzal here was Shechoshad Osam Sha'osu Shalokidin Lefin She'en Lashkos Amayim Adomim Lamayim Amorim. It's not right, according to Halacha, so says Akavya, to give the sota to drink something that looks like it's mei sota, but it's really not mei sota. Shema you me, maybe somebody, sheyedu sheisha zinsa, they'll know that she actually committed the adultery as she was accused. Uber osam sheshosa v'einizokes, when they see, they witness that she drank from the mei merorah and nothing happened to her. Is Yotziu Laz al Memorarim Lomar She'enom Bodkim? That's going to be the Laz, that Chas V'Shalom people say that the waters don't have the power to be Bodek, and the whole thing is just a kind of like a fake. This is why Akavya objected, according to the Aruch's Pshat, of this Dugma, which is Meitzeva, which is not really Mayamorim at all. And people are going to say, well, you know what? We know that she's guilty, and nevertheless, nothing happened to her with these Mayim HaMa'orim. And they'll come to the conclusion that Mayim HaMa'orim is a hoax. It doesn't exist. Doesn't have the power to check her. Okay, now what we're up to is this Alozer ben Chanoch, and he was mefaktik v'netils yadayim, and that's called a zilzal. So let's just say a few words about netils yadayim, nothing profound, but just that the Chacham made a gzera of tuma on stam yadayim shal adam, that he shouldn't eat truma and kodshim until he washes his hands. They also made a gzera that no one should eat a pashal chulin until he washes his hands. And these are all because of dinim of Taras Yadayim. You'll have to learn Masech Yadayim, the first two chapters. But let's try to find out, why is it that Rabbi Elazar said that he found three places? In truth, there are only two places. Because according to Tanakama, they didn't put Elazar ben Chanoch into Nidui. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't put Akiva ben Malal into Nidui. So where's the Shlosha Makomos here? And the Nod Yehuda addresses this in his Tzlach, and he says the Tanakama is not cholik on Rabbi Yehuda, but rather he holds that they put even Akavya into Nidui. Both of them were moda as far as the Nidui of Elazar ben Chanoch. In any event, the Gemara says the following. Hamegis Daito Klapi Malamaihi. What is this Mishnah that talks about someone who doesn't have respect to Shamayim? And it's not in the Mishnah in Tainus Yutes, with regard to the Tefillah of Choni Amagel for Geshamim. And if you remember, the Geshamim came down. First they were dripping, very small drops. HaKadosh Baruch said, Lo kach sha'alti es gishmei boros sichnu ma'oros. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now brings down the very strong rains from the heavens. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo kach sha'alti ela gishmei rotzon ubracha unedava. Sholach lo Shimon ben Shetach lechoni amagel, tzorach ato lisnados. Right, you have to go into nidu because you are matriach in front of the makom with your request for geshamim. You said lo kach sha'alti over and over again. In other words, choni amagel was not satisfied with the way the rains were coming down. They were too slow, too light, or too heavy. But il mole choniata, but because you are choni, in other words, again, we really should put you into nidu. The only problem is that you're choni. You're famous as being a great man with gedula and chashivas. So again, if not for the fact that you are choni, goes radio lecha nidu. I would have put you into nidu. Yafol ma'aseh shata mischate lifnei amokom v'osa lecha ritzoncha. That it seems that even though you are sinning against Hashem and you're behaving in an improper fashion, nevertheless God does fulfills your will. Like a ben, like a son who in a sense rebels against his father, but he's mischata, you know, he's naked in front of lachtolo, latricho, and viosolo is ritzona, but yet the father does whatever his son wants. Olecha kosev omer, the pasuk in Mishle, yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yoladetoch. So in other words, he was roy for nidui, if not for the fact that he was an adam gadol. And the reason why he's royal in Nidu is because Yesh B'dvar Zilzul Klape Mala. And he now quotes the Pasuk in Mishle, Yismach Avicha V'imecha V'sakel Yolaratach. In other words, even though you're royal in Nidu, had you not been such an Adam Gadol, because you were Mezalzul Klape Mala. And your words of Zilzul were that, whenever the rains came down, this is not the rains I wanted. You know, it came slowly, so he says, Lo kach sha'alti, this is not what I asked you for, Hashem. And then it came down with in torrents and heavy rains, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not the rains I wanted. So he never accepted willingly the gift that Hashem gave him, but nevertheless Hashem fulfilled his ratzon. And what that indicates is that he should not be put into nidu. That somehow Hashem loved what Choni did, and it's not called a zilzul. And now we're going to pick up the Suleka. The Gemara now is going to try to show that there are other cases, more than Shalosh, where there is a nidui that is indicated in the Mishnah because of someone who is mezalzel bekvod chachomim the kvod harav. And we're going to start with Tony Rav Yosef and Todus Yishromi, and Amir Hashem will continue with this tomorrow.